We are joined in the media center by our pro stock winner here at Summit Motorsports Park and the Summit Racing Equipment NHRA Nationals, Chris McGahey, picking up the win over Alex Laughlin in the final round. First win of the season. First win since Epping 2018. And crazy win en route to victory. Had a lot happen. Eighth win in your career. Walk us through your race day.
Yeah, it was started with a bad light in the first round. Probably should have gotten trailered by from Wally Stroop with that bad light, but somehow or another we got back around him. The second round, I was a little better on the tree. It was a long tree because even Greg said something about being a long tree, and I think we both were about 90. I had no idea he shook. I just didn't see him. For the semis, we just kept dragging the same car up there, much like a bracket racer would do. Just kept taking the same car back up there all four rounds. Watched the burnout really bad in the semis. Yeah, I'm sure everybody thought we was done. I tried to do it again. I guess I didn't back up in the water enough. And lo and behold, I said it is what it is. Took it to the line and let it rip. Next thing I knew, we won that round and going to the finals. And kept doing the same thing, the basic service, and dragging the same car up there.
An amazing race day, just to hear you say it and flash back to those moments, especially Wally Stroop. You got by him by just a couple of thousandths of a second, and then you're able to turn it into a Wally. But let's focus in on that botched burnout, because I saw your father, Lester, encouraging you to back up and do another one. But you pulled forward, and a little moment of chaos right there. At that moment, I think most people would have figured there's no way you're going to be able to win this round, given the clutches in these cars and otherwise. And yet the car went down the racetrack. First of all, tell me about the moment. Go in depth on, communication and why you decided to just pull it up instead of, going all the way back. And two, are these clutches not maybe as sensitive as we think they are?
Yeah, they are sensitive. Like I said, I totally botched it. It stuck the tire. I backed up. Apparently, I didn't back up enough. I did see the crew running around in a frenzy. I was kind of laughing, going, well, it is what it is. And I didn't back up enough, so it stuck it even worse. At that point, I was like, I probably have done enough damage to the clutch that I probably just need to stage the thing at this point. And I staged it, and I'm like, it's either going to go or it's not. It was a dice roll at that point, and let's see what happens.
Next race on tour, Epping, the site of your last win. So it's interesting that you're heating up to just about a calendar year. You took a win over Erica Enders there, and that's got to be a happy place for you.
It is, and we're not racing in Epping because there's no pro stock.
Exactly, that's my mistake.
And I didn't leave anything in Epping, so I'm not going back right now.
The next time we see you, that is my mistake, the next time we see you is the beginning of the swing.
Yes, Denver, and you got to change so much up at Denver that is definitely luck. Is what that is, I feel like.
Totally unique tune-up.
Yes, absolutely. Especially in the gearing and the transmission. You have to almost learn how to drive again. It kind of reminds you of a comp car. When I drove a C-altered or D-altered, the first 1-2 comes really fast. And I've had to train myself over the years to wait for the shift light, and then you get back up there, and it's fast again, and you can't do it. I'm like really bad and bounce it off the chip and can't drive again.
And on that note about the schedule, all right, we're not going back to a track that you won at last year, so you have to face that reality. But the 18-race schedule, seems like we've had full fields every time down. Looking back, even though you don't get to go back to a track that you've been victorious at, the 18-race schedule, you finding it to be a positive?
I think it is. I was not going to run but 16, 18 myself anyways, even if they'd have had 24. I don't want to say I have a real job, but I guess I do. I have other obligations, and it's been kind of nice because I started some new projects this year in the oilfield shop, and it's helped out. Plus, I think also not going to Bristol between Chicago and here, I didn't really do a lot, and I really sat down and wore a notebook out and a calculator out, really looking at my setup, and I think it paid off. Just clearing my mind and sitting and thinking about it.
And you find yourself in the winner's circle. Chris McGahey, congratulations on your win here at the Summit Racing Equipment NHRA Nationals.
Thank you, Joe.